Welcome to Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the rare disease community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. Our guest today on the Rare Care Podcast is Taylor Kane, founder of the nonprofit organization Remember the Girls. Originally from New Jersey, Taylor now lives in the Czech Republic. She established the group in 2017 and is a carrier of the X-linked condition known as adrenoleukodystrophy, or ADL. Thank you for being our guest today, Taylor.
Hi, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
Please tell us about your organization and how and why you established it.
So as you mentioned, I am a carrier of ALD, which is an X-linked genetic condition. My dad was diagnosed when I was 3 years old, and at the time I was identified as a carrier. My family was told that, you know, carriers are just that, females who carry these conditions and potentially pass it down to their future children. But as I grew up, I started learning more about what it meant to be a carrier and, you know, the fact that not only did I have 50% chance of passing the condition down to my future children, including a 50% chance to a son who, you know, would be very severely affected by ALD since it is a terminal disease, but also that a lot of carriers actually did experience symptoms of the disease despite the long-held belief that we were just carriers. So I started, you know, getting more involved in my ALD community in high school, and I realized that there was a lot of other X-linked diseases such as Duchenne muscular dystrophy and Fabry disease where females were also considered to be just carriers but were often impacted by the disease. So this led me to found Remember the Girls in 2017, which is the first and only organization that brings together females who are impacted by different X-linked conditions. There are over 100 of them, and over 40 are represented in our group. Brings them together to seek support, engage with research, and also advocate for things like increased access to family planning options and attention of the medical community to our needs.
What's the prevalence of ALD?
The prevalence of ALD is about one in every 15,000 males. There's not as accurate numbers for females, since we're considered carriers, but males, it's about one in every 15,000. There are a lot of females in our community from different disease groups who don't have any symptoms. So they're not particularly comfortable with being known as a female with a certain X-linked disease just because they don't experience symptoms. So we don't necessarily support one term over another. We support, you know, communities having their own preferences. And it's the same in the ALD community where we don't often use the term carrier, but, you know, there are individual preferences.
And I got the impression somehow at this conference, at least among the Duchenne community, that women who are carriers have been somehow neglected by the medical establishment. Do you find that to be the case across the board?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for a very long time, it was thought that X-linked diseases couldn't impact females. So, you know, that means that there's been decades that have gone by where females were completely excluded from research. And it's really only in the last two decades where more researchers and specialists are learning that, you know, this isn't the case and that many females are impacted. It really depends, you know, on the condition. In the case of ALD, over 90% of females are impacted. So while for some other X-linked diseases, the percentages are less, but yeah, it's definitely, you know, impacts women with X-linked diseases across the board, you know, being excluded from research and being considered to be just carriers for all of this time. So we definitely have a lot of catching up to do.
So when you say impacted, could you be more specific? And for example, tell your story. How have you been affected or your health been affected by being a carrier of ALD?
Well, in the case of ALD, symptoms in females are very related to age and progression over time. I have some small things, you know, things with my legs that are common in other women with ALD, but again, they're also common in the general population, like restless leg syndrome. So most of our research suggests that symptoms don't even typically start in women until they're in their 30s, and I'm in my 20s. But as I said, 90% of women do get symptoms, so I know that the chances for me are very high. But at this point in time, I'm not affected on a day-to-day basis by symptoms.
What kind of projects or research are you advocating as an organization?
So the main two projects that we have focused on in the last year is our family planning toolkit. So it's a comprehensive toolkit that goes over all of the different family planning options that a woman who is impacted by an X-linked disease might consider, and anywhere from not having children to having children with no intervention to adoption and everything else. We also have a self-advocacy guide, which consists of resources to help women in preparing for appointments with specialists, especially in terms of getting their symptoms taken seriously. You know, and we've helped with different research programs, specifically when researchers come to us and are looking, you know, to promote their research, whether it's, you know, a survey or a registry, and we share that with our community for the women who may be eligible for that. So, you know, in the future, we would love to do something more hands-on like funding research, but we are still a very small grassroots organization. We don't have staff. So, you know, we do a lot from the ground up and really rely on the help of volunteers, but we have definitely a lot of big goals in helping further research on females, not just in specific disease groups, but across the board and looking at phenomena like X inactivation, which is a biological process that impacts or may impact why some females are impacted with X-linked diseases more than others. But that's where we are at this moment in time.
In your website, it says that you, growing up, knew that you were a carrier for as long as you could remember. How did you know that?
Well, my family was told that I was a carrier when my dad was diagnosed in 2001. And so, you know, I was surrounded with ALD, with my dad being affected and eventually other members of my family. And then my mom started talking about me being a carrier to meet myself at a very young age. So when I was 7 or 8, so I don't remember a time when I didn't know that I was a carrier.
Were other members of your family affected, you mentioned?
Yeah, so my dad was first to be diagnosed with ALD, but eventually we learned that, well, his identical twin brother also had ALD and passed away a couple years later. And then also my other uncle, and then I have a bunch of other distant family members. My grandmother is also a carrier. So yeah, with X-linked diseases, they often, you know, go really far back through the family tree. So yeah, there's a lot of members of my family that are impacted.
I wanted to ask you briefly about hemophilia, since this is another disease which, of course, not only we cover, but it's very well known and known since ancient times. A lot of your members are affected by hemophilia as well?
Yes, hemophilia A and B.
And what about that? What kind of research is being done with regard to women who are carriers of hemophilia?
Well, with hemophilia, it's definitely similar to, you know, ALD and Duchenne, where for a long time, females were considered carriers and considered not to be affected. But there's been more and more research on hemophilia in the recent years, and it's pretty well understood and accepted by their specialists, at least, and hematologists, that, you know, oftentimes carriers do have symptoms of the disease and may need, you know, the different treatments that are available. So I know that they often still do face a stigma and struggle to access, you know, medical professionals who can accept the fact that they do have symptoms and, you know, that they may need treatment to treat those symptoms of the bleeding disorder. But yeah, it's just, you know, very similar story with many of the other X-linked diseases in our group, where for a long time, females were saying that they had symptoms, and it's really only more in the last decade where that's being taken seriously.
I'm looking also on some of the master list of the X-linked conditions that that are represented by your organization. And some of these diseases are from what I can tell, are ultra, ultra rare. For instance, the Lesch-Nyhan syndrome, which I've heard of, is extremely rare. Do you have people with this disease or possibly others that that occur with such infrequency?
Yeah, we do have women in our group who are carriers of Lesch-Nyhan disease. And as I said, we have over 40 different diseases represented. I would say that most of them are ultra rare. There's probably, you know, 10 which are considered rare, and the others are all ultra rare.
And of course, some of these extremely ultra rare conditions not only don't have treatments, but there probably isn't that much research being done on them.
Yeah, definitely. So in those disease groups, they're a lot further behind in terms of accepting the fact that carriers can get symptoms. So yeah, they have a lot further to go. But, you know, that's also why I Remember the Girls is there to support females from all these different disease groups, you know, because we're making them feel seen and understand, you know, that there is a possibility that they can get symptoms. But it's definitely true that in these ultra rare diseases, most of their efforts are really focused, you know, on the males and the boys, typically, who are the primary patients, and they don't have as much time or resources to talk about the experience of being a carrier. So that's really where Remember the Girls is able to come in.
So that brings me to my next question. What organizations are you working with? I mean, we know that you work with Cure Duchenne, and probably, I'm guessing, the MDA and a few other prominent patient advocacy organizations.
Yeah, so we collaborate with a lot of X-linked disease organizations, some that you mentioned in the Duchenne community, but also the National Foundation for Hemophilia, the Alport Syndrome Foundation, the CGD of America Foundation, you know, I've been able to connect with a lot of leaders from different specific X-linked disease organizations, but also from some larger organizations such as Global Genes, you know, that really cover all rare diseases, and also some other organizations that are committed to things that are similar to Remember the Girls, for example, the Sickle Cell Reproductive Health and Education Directive, or SCRED. Even though they're focused on sickle cell, they do have a large priority of focusing on reproductive health. And that's something that Remember the Girls is very passionate about as well in terms of family planning. So we've been able to, you know, collaborate and have discussions or be on joint webinars with these organizations, and are always looking for more ways to expand our message in that way. Just want to, you know, direct people to our website, rememberthegirls.org, and also our social media pages where, you know, we share resources and information, both that impacts the entire X-linked community, but also about specific X-linked diseases. So I would just direct people there if they want to get involved or connect with us in any way. And thank you for helping to raise awareness.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Taylor Kane, who is executive director of the nonprofit organization Remember the Girls. Thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.